Many ways to hear Asian pop radio.
How many ways?
Many ways.
Let's name five. Let's go. Number
Robert,
one.
Robert, way one.
On your phone with iOS or Android.
Number Bing. Two.
Online with Asian pop radio website.
Hey.
Number three. I'm not a part of it because I'm counting. Number three.
You can get to our podcast on iTunes or Podomatic.com.
Number four.
Do we have a four? YouTube.
On our website.
He said on our Facebook.
Can you listen to
podcasts? Yeah.
Wow. Okay, this is new.
Throwing shade.
Are you even in our team? What's wrong with you, Marco?
Oh, gosh. No, Mark.
Number five. Oh, there's the fifth way.
Five? What's five?
Come to us while we record.
Do you know what? We do have an open studio policy. If you would like to be part
Legs
of it.
Legs wide open, ladies.
Wow. No, you didn't. Why? Over 18s, Asian pop radio. Diversity is our thing, unless you're under 17. Yes, we would
under
love
18.
To have you in. Come by. Come
We'd
hang out.
We'd love to have you.
You can hear all the backstage stories.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, we're pretty transparent. Anything we say on the mic is pretty much what happens off the mic. Yeah, we don't get much.
Really? Does it, though?
Yeah.
Before you were like, sometimes. I think you said you wanted to kiss me, and then it got awkward,
yeah.
And we all had to go to
the
toilet.
Well, that's just because I landed one on Mark. No, it's not true. Okay. All right. Enough of that. We're here to talk Vietnam and V-pop and stuff in between. Mark, you recently went back to Vietnam for, over the Christmas break. Is that right? You were for a little while.
Yeah. I went back to Vietnam like last November.
Yeah.
But it was just a short vacation for 10 days.
That's right. Vietnam is the kind of place that changes pretty quickly, right? Mm. Depending on which city you're in.
Yes, I reckon.
Yeah.
Especially those major cities like Ho Chi Minh City, Hanoi, Trung Ho, Da Nang, and those and the other major cities. So because like the unbalance between the cities, people try to actually get into the major cities to find more work.
Sure, yeah.
To actually find a new place or maybe just change their life.
So when you say there's an unbalance, you mean in the rural areas of Vietnam, there's not a lot of work going and you have to move to the city for work?
Probably.
Right, yeah.
And especially because like the major city, they got like the most populated area throughout the country. So that's why people, all of the major international or both biggest or international city, companies?
Yeah.
They are all located. In those
in Saigon
cities,
mostly
in Hanoi, because Hanoi is the capital, even though Ho Chi Minh City is more like a business center.
Right. And a lot of Asian countries have this problem with getting young people to want to be interested in farming, because obviously farming, Jeanette and Robert, is very important. We all need farming. We all need rice and bread and things like that.
And water buffaloes.
This is true. Yeah. Your grandma's doing her bit for everyone.
She's doing water buffaloes.
She's doing water buffaloes. That's not what I meant, Jeanette. Is it hard in Vietnam to get young people to want to stay on the farm and run their own farms, or do they all want to go to the city and have jobs in, you know, big buildings and work corporate positions?
To the young generation. So like, I don't know like the previous generation from me, but like from my generation, they don't want to do the farming like at all.
Yeah.
I reckon it's not about how hard it's mostly about how hard you have to put the effort into doing the farming.
Or the water buffalo.
You don't want... Baby, we don't use buffaloes like 69 million years ago.
Yeah, well, they do in Philippines.
Exactly 69 million years ago.
Come on. Yeah.
But I reckon the thing about the farming is that the government don't really... Because like... how can I say, the pay rate in Vietnam is really, we do have the minimum wage, but like it's really a big gap.
It's very minimum.
Yeah, it's really the big gap between, let's say, a marketing executive and a farmer.
Well, sure, yeah. Mm. Probably
so basically,
here as well,
let's say, for instance, in Melbourne, when you enter, like when you got an entry level for a marketing executive, you got like the minimum wage of $17.70 something.
Yeah, yeah.
But then you will get paid even higher as a farmer if you just go to a farm and pick a, Perry the blood of us. Berry picking.
Sorry.
What just happened so fast?
Come on, I'm not speaking my mother language.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So berry picking.
Yeah, it's the berry picking.
Yeah,
the berry
the
picking.
The part about picking. Yeah. So basically, you get even higher paid just go out and pick the berries.
Right, yeah. In here. Yeah.
Whereas in Vietnam, you get a really, like, even lower the minimum pay. If you do the farming.
But this is also a little bit of a misconception for people that get, like, poached from Asia, and especially young people. There's a lot of people out there saying, come to Australia and pick berries and you'll earn, you know, $15 an hour. And then they look at that and they're $15 Aussie an hour. That's a lot of dong, right? But then when you come down... When you come down and then you realize how expensive it is to buy food, how expensive it is to study or even just live anywhere near the city in an apartment, it's incredibly challenging, isn't it?
Yeah,
and you end up just basically working and not seeing any other place anyway.
Yeah,
it's tough.
Yeah.
Mm. Berries. Very, very, very good story. Can you stick around and talk to us about what's happening in the V-pop world?
Sure. Yeah.
Great. Because it would have been awkward if you said no. We wouldn't have had anything to do after fighting. Do you want
to
announce who the song is, Mark?
Going
to some V-pop.
Min?
Okay. So it's Fighting by Without the Stress. It sounds so weird. Mundum, I reckon.
Cool. Yeah.
So why pronounce that
not
wrong?
Not
totally.
No. All right. Asian Pop Radio. That was some more V Pop for you on Asian Pop Radio and Fighting. Min Trong.
No, there's no accent
it's
on
not
it.
Trong. It.
Yeah.
It's dumb.
Jung.
Min Trong.
Min Trong.
You have to curve your tongue.
Oh,
come on. You've been doing that for 8 years.
Curving my tongue.
So you have to know how to curve your tongue.
Settle down. Come on.
It's the natural.
Oh, boy. Hey, listen, it's good. It's good that we can be open and not be censored on Asian Pop Radio because we're online.
Dyslexia is our thing.
Now, lots of things happening in the world of V-pop.
Yes.
Would you like to care? Would you care to tell us about some of it?
So many V's being popped.
Who's a big artist at the moment?
The big artist at the moment, I reckon it's Dongyi.
Dongyi, yeah.
Yeah, Dongyi, yeah. You know that's a female artist.
Yes.
So basically she so far like in the late 2016 and the beginning of 2017.
Yeah.
She has won so many awards.
Yeah.
Including like inside the country, like the national award.
That's right. Yeah.
And
then
the international awards from Korea and even MTV award, like MTV Asia, I reckon. But she didn't get announced like in the official event of MTV.
Right. Yeah.
But I reckon and that's the reason why so many fans of her
are very disappointed.
Yeah.
Because
exactly.
It's obviously a big thing for Vietnam and a big thing for V-pop lovers.
Exactly.
And this woman has done an incredible thing by winning an award. But when these award shows, they have so many awards to give away and they only really show the things that they feel are the most important thing to put on TV.
Yeah.
But for a little bit of diversity, it'd be good to show someone winning an award and a V-pop artist winning an award, wouldn't it?
Yeah. And another scandal, do you know Nu Phuc Thanh?
Yes.
Yeah, the biggest like male singer, Vietnamese male singer in Vietnam at the moment.
Mm.
Well, I just read a very interesting news about that singer.
Exclusive.
Basically, well, he got so much attention from the crowd, from the public sphere.
Yeah.
One day, he...
His insides opened up and there was an alien inside.
I love that movie.
Oh my God. That's so
he's gone.
He kind of like accidentally.
With finger quotes, air quotes.
With a finger quote.
Hang on, is this going to involve photos
through,
online?
Through a shade to Korean fans.
Ouch, you should never do that. Never do that.
And then during an actual event, he got a black ocean.
Oh, snap. Shit.
Oh my God. I was like, just like a fangirl scream.
Yeah,
just
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you shouldn't do that at all.
No.
A black ocean is like...
Yeah.
That's it.
There's
no
coming
more,
back from
nothing,
a black...
Nothing for you.
And, well, the thing is that, like, K-pop fans are, like, let's say, they're really loyal to the idols, but at the same time, they show their support to the local singers as well. Especially, Noo Fookten is a really big name in Vietnam at the moment.
What a risky thing to do.
Exactly. Yeah. And then, and especially he posts that status on Facebook where like in Vietnam Facebook is like everywhere. Well, Facebook is
very
like
popular now.
Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
So basically well, everybody knows it.
Yeah.
And then it hit the K-pop fans so hard.
Yeah.
And can you imagine that, like, in a really big stadium?
Well, I can, because we've kind of been in a similar situation, because when we originally started Asian Pop Radio and we interviewed Isaac and the boys from 365 and we got lots of people following us and liking us, and I'm like, well, we're on a good thing with this V-pop. Like, we got to find the next boy band interview, right? So then a week after that, I think I posted a video, an MV by, was it X5 Boys or something? I can't remember the name of the band, but I did not know that that was their rival band. So after making a whole lot of Vietnamese friends and then saying, you know 365 are incredible, we love them, we're behind them all the way, we'll never let them down, like a week after, I say, hey, check out their rivals, they're pretty damn good too. So we got told.
Yeah,
I even had a phone call from someone saying, Jace, you need to take down that post.
You got Black Ocean.
I got on Facebook, yeah. God. Interesting thing, right? Because I guess a lot of the V-pop artists would kind of maybe want to throw more shade than they can at the K-pop industry because it's so popular and they work hard and they don't have the followers or the money or the endorsements that the K-pop kids do. So it could be quite a challenge. I think sometimes things might just pop out, right, Jeanette?
Yeah.
Well, it was dead air. I was just waiting for something to happen.
I'm really uncomfortable.
Okay.
There is one thing I should say, that we can't deny the effect of K-pop to V-pop because, like, at the moment, some of the most popular artists, they also, how can I say, learn from the way the K-pop industry makes the videos. So basically, we are learning a lot from them. And it's like, it's kind of a very risky attention. What do you call that one in PR? Publicist? No, it's
a bad PR move.
Oh, So,
yeah.
Because, like, when you want to... So either there are two ways. You do the good things and you get the attention.
Mm.
You do the bad things and then you get the attention.
Yeah.
So you're saying any publicity is good publicity.
Just like
the saying goes.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I got attention. Oh, well... Yeah, I got the attention.
Yeah. Well, lots happening in the world of V-pop, and I believe you're bringing back your V-pop weekly update. Is that right?
Yes.
So you guys can be looking forward to that. So if you're listening to Asian Pop Radio via our app on iOS or Android, and just listening to our Asia-wide hits all across the day, you'll be hearing every so often Mark's V-pop update, in the mix with our Korean news update, in the mix with our Asian Pop news updates. So many things to enjoy, right?
Too many.
Do you want to pull some away?
Yeah.
Well, we like to keep people updated.
Updates.
Hence the updates.
What is the next song?
More updates, more often. Can we say thank you to Mark?
Of course.
Thanks, Mark.
You're
welcome.
Last call. Flimpol.
How do you Flimpol. Say thank you in Filipino? Is it the right
Sinchao.
Word?
What?
Sinchao? Oh my gosh. it's like thank you is how you say that.
Get your hands off my buffalo.
I can't think. No, you put me on the spot. I can't think of anything.
They don't say thank you or good day or anything like that. They just glare at each
salamat.
Other. Salamat.
Yeah.
Salamat?
Yeah.
Oh, it's very similar
like
to Bahasa.
Salamat pagi.
Salamat pagi.
Yeah.
Tamakasi.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Oh. So apparently you know how to speak Filipino or that language.
Well, I live
that
with
you just
Vietnamese.
Mentioned.
Well, I work,
my name.
I work with a
Filipino. Vietnamese is a strong word.
I
my
work
name.
With a Filipino. I live with a Malaysian. And I live in a place that I need to start learning Vietnamese.
Don't forget Robert.
Vietnamese, I just said. Robert.
Come back to the planet.
Robert speaks stinky
Robert, die. Robert, you copy.
All right, come on. More time for a song. Asian Pop Radio.